Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Jane Twin. It's the 31st of August and...
Simon's here as well.
Yep.
SM2N.
That's right.
And we're going to do an audio boot together.
Really? Oh, okay then.
It's your idea. Sorry about any wind noise. We're sat in the zoo and the kids are in the playground and we're sitting on our bench, but it's a bit windy.
Yeah, so I'm obviously so bored we thought we'd do a boot.
No, it's because we've got something so exciting to talk about and we thought we could share, we could do a boot.
Oh dear.
Oh God, they're going to think
raise
that we're...
Raise the expectations now,
they're going to think we're pregnant or something.
But I'm not, are you?
No. No, don't worry, it's not bad news.
No, it's not really news at all. It's just... No, it's just the fact that I went into the zoo and this is the first year in a while that we haven't had membership. You know, when you don't really worry about it, you just pay your, whatever it is, £200-odd a year and then you can go as often as you like and you get, you know, 10% off when you're there and...
10% off food and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, anything else you buy in there, so that's quite handy.
Free admission.
Yeah, and I think if you take the car in, you get reduced prices as well. So they do have some extra benefits then. But we didn't really use it at all last year.
Well, we didn't use it enough to pay for the...
Yeah, I think we went once, didn't we? And then there was either something going on, I think the weather wasn't that nice, and then by the time the weather got better... There was always something else on, so we never went. We didn't really make enough use of it, so I didn't pay for it this year.
Yeah, we didn't renew.
And, so we got in with the help of a kind friend who can use her days out vouchers, Tesco club cards, days out vouchers, because they were due to expire. So she gave them to us. And that's when we realised how much it costs to get in for a family of four.
Yeah.
£81! Yeah, so I think we worked out before that you have to go at least 2.5 times to break even. But that was if all four of us go, obviously. I don't know, it just sparked some thoughts about how expensive these attractions are. Because, I mean, £80 for a family of four, that's just... That's a lot. Look, there's a peacock over there.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, it's like, obviously, this is a zoo. There are animals all around us. There are animals walking around as well. They have those tiny Argentinian maras. I had to look them up. I'd never seen them before. They look like a cross between a rabbit and a deer. And they're as small as a small dog. Peacock's coming over here now.
Maybe he wants to be on the boot as well.
Maybe. Hello.
Hello. You're coming really close, aren't you?
Hello. Aren't you gorgeous?
Yeah. Doesn't really work very well on the boot, though, does it?
Apart from the tail feathers. He hasn't got any feathers. He's got two big feathers in the back, and that's it. So he won't be able to do what peacocks usually do. Put his tail up. Yeah, very tame. And he didn't want to say anything. Okay, fair enough. Maras. That's where I was, yes. Actually, Maras, yes. None of them around, but then we're sitting in the playground and they know better than to come here and get trampled on. But you can find them and their little rabbit-sized poo all over the
place. You're doing an advert for the zoo now, aren't you?
Yes. Anyway. Yes.
What were we talking about? Tesco's?
I was talking about Tesco's, yes. So, and it's basically also because last year we went to Legoland and realised that you can't really afford to go there because that costs nearly £200, doesn't it, for a family of four to get in. So you need some sort of money-off vouchers for that. I mean... I'd collected them from the Kellogg's boxes. They seem to do sort of 50% off for children or in general or whatever. And then it still costs you about £90 to get in, which is still a lot. But it's almost like you have to have some kind of money off to get into these places, otherwise it's too expensive. So we were then thinking about loyalty card schemes, which, you know, as a general rule, I don't really mind that much. Yes, I know they get a lot of data about me and what I buy and when and so on. And in return, they give me something little back. But it seems like the Tesco one has sort of got a bit out of hand, because there's so many attractions connected to this with the days out that it seems unaffordable if you're not subscribed to the Tesco scheme and collect the club card points and then convert them into four times worth days out vouchers. If you don't want to do that, then you just generally can't afford to get into these attractions unless you find some other way of getting discount vouchers. And at that point, I think that's a little bit of a being held to ransom by...
Well, yeah, that's the thing I don't like about loyalty schemes and stuff like that, is that you know, the companies still have to make the same amount of money. They just have to put their prices up in order to be able to give away these discounts and things. And I think, well, why don't you just do an honest price in the first place? But so they're just overinflating the prices, so that it makes...
Well, they do now because everybody comes along with their club card points, I guess, and whatever else vouchers, you know. So they have these connections with these big companies. And I guess it gets more customers through the door and it makes people aware that they're there. I mean, how many of these attractions nobody knew about, you know, the smaller ones? You know, if you're not Legoland or Alton Towers or something like that, you know, then you become... better known because you're on the website, on the Tesco Club Car website, as this is one of the attractions that's affiliated with the scheme and you can go there.
Right. So it's good then for small...
Yeah, for them it's good, but it basically excludes anyone who's not in there, and it seems to assume that everybody subscribes to the whole Tesco culture. And I don't.
But you have your Tesco Club Card thing.
Yes.
But it never entices
you. I don't really shop there.
Doesn't entice you to go to Tesco's.
No.
No.
Well, see, I don't like vouchers because, as a general rule, I forget that I have them and then...
And then they expire and they can't use them
anymore. And then they expire, yeah. And that's the last time I had Tesco vouchers. That's exactly what happened to them. I got them extended and then I still didn't use them. So, yeah, and I think we had a new baby at the time, so it wasn't really a time where I'd go out and about to attractions very much. I mean, now they come in handy with two kids who sometimes want to go and see stuff. But back then, so yeah, and I let them expire. And but then, yeah, I've got so many vouchers at home for all sorts of things, and you almost need to have a what do you call it, a spreadsheet or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, which voucher and then sort of, you know, meticulously plan that weekend we're going there, that weekend we're going there, just to get rid of all the vouchers. And also to...
And you know, and your friend is a great example of that, because she's ended up having to give them away because she's got the vouchers and they expire today.
Yeah.
Or this, and she's already got plans this weekend. So she's like, well, I can't possibly go and do this other thing this weekend.
Yeah.
And also use up these vouchers at Whipsnade. So, giving away the location. The zoo.
We'll live.
The zoo.
And also because the school, I think they have this scheme where you can get supermarket vouchers, and they say, "Oh, this is great, and it doesn't cost you anything, and you can do your Christmas shopping with it." Yeah, but I don't go in the shop, and also I'll forget that I have vouchers, so I never do that. I'm just genuinely not a fan of money off vouchers. I'll forget, that's too many. Even the ones I have, sometimes I find that I carry them around with me in my wallet, and I still, when I go in that shop, I don't check.
But it's a huge risk for a company as well, though, because they issue all these vouchers, and in theory, they could all those vouchers could be redeemed, and so therefore they have to support the value of those vouchers. But a high percentage of vouchers don't get used.
And that's why I think companies like vouchers.
Yeah, but they still carry the risk. They still carry that risk around for quite a long time. It just seems like it's making it more complicated for everybody, and the companies are carrying risks around. And it's just, I'd rather we didn't have those things.
I don't know, I'm just not voucher savvy enough. Anyway, thank you for listening if you made it this far.
Yes, thank you. Toodaloo.
Bye from the